Sending me to Connecticut appears to have inaugurated Shimi's seizures. Ted said in a low voice, You know that sending you back America-side is up to make him worse, don't you? Or kill him. He spoke in a matter-of-fact tone. Just asking, gents. We know, Roland said. And when the time comes, I'll make the risk clear and ask him if...
Oh, man, you can stick that one where the sun don't shine,
Dinky said, and Eddie was reminded so strongly of himself. The way he'd been during his first few hours on the shore of the Western Sea, confused, pissed off, and jonesing for heroin, that he felt a moment of déjà vu. If you told him you wanted him to set himself on fire, the only thing he'd want to know would be if you had a match. He thinks you're Christ on a cracker. Susanna waited, with a mixture of dread and almost prurient interest, for Roland's response. There was none. Roland only stared at Dinky, his thumbs hooked into his gun belt.
Surely you realize that a dead man can't bring you back from America's side, Ted said in a more reasonable tone.
We'll jump that fence when and if we come to it, Roland said. In the meantime, we've got several other fences to get over.
I'm glad we're taking on the Divar Toy first, whatever the risk, Susanna said. What's going on down there is an abomination.
Yes, ma'am, Dinky drawled and pushed up an imaginary hat. I reckon that's the word.
The tension in the cave eased. Behind them, Shimi was telling Oi to roll over, and Oi was doing so willingly enough. The rod had a big, sloppy smile on his face. Susanna wondered when Halas of Chavin had last had occasion to use his smile, which was childishly charming. She thought of asking Ted if there was any way of telling what day it was in America right now, then decided not to bother.